What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Lens Talk. We're your host, Austin.
And I'm Sherman.
And today we're going to talk about how we are building our own community of photographers right here in Columbus, Ohio.
So we started a Facebook group called Columbus Photographer Meetups. And it's really just to make sure that people in Columbus can meet up, obviously, and network with each other, learn techniques, use models, and basically grow their business.
Yeah, so we started the group on Facebook, and we also have an Instagram page with a unique hashtag. The hashtag that we use that we actually came up with is hashtag Columbus Shooters. And we thought that was like a cool, funny play on words. Maybe at first glance, it sounds violent or like it's something gang related. But when you look into it, it's really just highlighting all of the talent of the photographers that are here in Columbus. And so basically through the Facebook group and the Instagram page, we have, you know, followed other photographers and invited them to join the group. And we plan and organize meetups. We try to do these meetups every like 6 to 8 weeks ish, so that they're not too far between to where people kind of forget about the group, but not too often so that people can also run their own businesses and do their own shoots. So basically the planning is pretty simple. We pick a location, we pick a date and time, and we make a little flyer. I usually use like a Canva template to have something to post on Instagram. And we just make a Facebook event for Facebook and just invite photographers. And we encourage any photographer that comes, if they know a model or have a friend that wants to model, to invite them so that we can have a few models. And that's basically how we plan our meetups. So Sherman, let's tell our listeners a little bit about what actually happens at the meetup.
It's actually really dope. Like, you get to meet tons of photographers. I think last time we had, it was like 20, 25 photographers there, and a couple of, like a handful of models. We all just meet up in a location, and once we get like a basic size group there, we usually try to let everybody know like who the models are and the location, give them like a little heads up. Like last time was at German Village, we were telling people like there's brick, there's a lot of like these trees. We're in a dog park at the time. But after that, we pretty much just split up. Like, there's really no rules or guidelines onto what we do. Just, you know, go out, have fun, shoot the models, ask questions. Like, there's a couple people that I was asking things and they're happy to share. That's pretty much the whole point of this. So it's not like we're inviting someone who's going to be like hiding secrets or anything. Like, everyone's willing to share, and it's really dope.
Yeah, so we definitely like encourage you guys, regardless of what city you're in. Like, if you're not in Columbus and can't be a part of our group and the meetups that we do, start this in your own city. There's probably already Facebook photography groups that exist, and you can kind of branch off from there, which is what we did. One of the more popular photography Facebook groups that, you know, we were a part of here was called Columbus Creative Photographers. And from there, we posted something about just starting a group specifically geared towards planning these meetups and invited photographers to join it. And so that's what you can do. Look for like a local photography group on Facebook that I'm sure already exists in your city. And just post something in there about how you're starting another group and you want to plan monthly or, you know, every couple of months, plan a meetup for photographers to meet up and network and build their portfolios. You can start a unique hashtag, which is what we did, because on Instagram, especially, we like to repost all of the photographers' work that are in the group. Of course, we want to repost the pictures that other photographers take at our meetups, but also just their work in general when they post other of their photos. And so if they use the hashtag Columbus Shooters, which is the one we came up with, we can follow that hashtag and see all of the, again, talent that our city has to offer. We can repost that to our Instagram stories or to the Instagram page so that it can just kind of help grow and build that community.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. And there are a lot of benefits that, like, come from this. Like, it's not just, you know, an hour or two of you just sitting there trying to like get some practice in. Like, you, if you're there, we do have like some pretty decent models there. Like, you can get some good content for like your portfolio. Like, I got a couple of shots that I've had people say, I want a shoot done because of this shot. And it was one that I did at one of these meetups. So if we never had these meetups, I would have never met that person and got this job.
Yeah, and like a couple of the other benefits that I've experienced with our group is just meeting other photographers that just know different things or have more experience and that we can learn from. I know a
Yes.
couple guys that I think of in particular that have come to our meetups is a guy named Trent Hall, who has a ton of lighting equipment
Oh, so
and
much.
was super helpful in just, teaching us stuff about lighting and how to set your camera settings and things like that when using flashes and things. And then another guy in our group, Chris Fravor, is awesome at directing models and posing them to really execute the shots that he gets. So it's been cool to watch them work and ask questions and learn from them, and also to be able to teach others. And then since it's not really like a real photo session and you're not on a time limit, like we're only here for an hour or
Right.
anything like that, there's no pressure. And it just makes me personally feel more free to be creative and to do and try more creative things, which has been great for my portfolio too.
Yeah, because if you think about it, there are some poses or like some shots that I've wanted to try that I can't see myself trying on a job because I only have an hour to squeeze all this in. And like certain stuff, I could probably take like 10 minutes setting up. And that's,
Right.
well, a sixth of your session. And if you don't get that shot, like, people can be mad. So these meetups are really good for that. You could definitely take your time or even see how other people are creative, because like there is like really no pressure when you're there, because the models
Right.
know that they're there to be models, and this is, no one's getting paid, so it's real fun. But also, like, you can use this to sell some stuff. Like, you're going to Facebook Marketplace, you cannot trust anyone on there. But if you're seeing these people constantly at these meetups or on this page, you know if they're selling something, one, they're local, you've met them before, and then it's a lot easier to buy stuff from people. And then you can also, this happened immediately after the first one we had. No, the second one. Somebody was looking for video. And I just met Never Seen Visuals. He's on Instagram. That's his Never Seen Visuals. That's his tag. But he does video, and he does them really well. Somebody posted in a group, does anybody know anybody local who does video? I instantly tagged him because of the stuff that I've seen from him. Not sure if he got the job or not, but got his name out there just because he came to one of these shoots. It's really dope.
Yeah, it's been really great being able to. I remember sharing pictures of equipment that one of the guys in the group was selling
Yeah.
and helping him sell his equipment pretty fast. And again, more, trustworthy people that you're dealing with because we've met thanks to the group. And then, if a client reaches out to us and if we're not available or maybe we don't do exactly what they're looking for, or again, if somebody posts something looking for a photographer, a videographer that does a certain thing or has a certain style,
Yeah.
we can refer them to these people that we've met that we know now do great work and that we know, even personally. So overall, we've had a really great experience growing our local community of photographers here in Columbus, and we're just excited about being able to highlight the talent that our city has to offer. That's really the motivation behind our group. It's again all about community over competition. We'd rather come together and network with other photographers and videographers in the area, and there's power in numbers, so we've been able to just have some good benefits and good growth with all of our businesses after starting the group.
Yeah, like even like small stuff, like maybe not small, but Chaz left his bag one time when we were there. If we didn't have that group, that bag could have just been sitting there after
Right.
that shoot, you know what I'm saying? But somebody saw it, somebody knew that we had a group there, and they posted about it, and he was able to get his equipment back. And everybody knows how expensive camera equipment is, so It's a good benefit having this group. It's really nice.
Yeah, and that reminded me of the last meetup that we did here in Columbus in German Village. You know, sometimes our meetups are going to be at popular locations where other photographers shoot at. Mm-hmm. And we were even able to meet other photographers that were there for booked photo shoots that they had that didn't necessarily know even about the group yet. And we were able to tell them about the group and invite them to join us on Facebook and Instagram and stuff, so that hopefully the next time we have a meetup, they can join us and the group will just continue to grow. So it's been great. And we were able to meet, you know, Sherman, you can expound more on this, but you got a client from somebody that we met in the park that just lived in the neighborhood.
Yeah. So we got there early because, you know, we're quote unquote hosting it. So we wanted to get there early to like make sure people got to the right area. And as we're in the park, I didn't realize it was a dog park, and there a lady was walking her dog, and I just, you know, squatted down, got a couple of pictures of the dog, and I told her, hey, give me your email. I'll shoot you these pictures that I took of your dog. You know, I'm not thinking anything of it. I sent her the pictures, and she goes, these are amazing. Do you do senior photos? My niece needs pictures done. And I was like, yeah. So I got a job just from going to one of these things and taking pictures of somebody's dog. And I'm about to do their family photos here soon. And they want me to do some other things too, because they got a couple more seniors. I think two graduating next year. They want to do family photos. And then, what did she say? Like, someone might be getting engaged soon, or they're hoping so. Like, I found a family who wants me to take their photos just from coming to one of these meetups.
Yeah, like, that's awesome.
It's super beneficial.
Like, yeah, there were a couple people that we met that day that just, of course, naturally seeing a group of 25 people with cameras, they kept coming up and wondering, like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
So we were able to, you know, tell them about it. And like you were saying, you got some business off of that. So.
Oh, yeah. The lady with the dog, her daughter is a photographer, and she joined the group. So hopefully she comes to one of them next time. Like, this thing's building, and we're barely doing anything. It's awesome.
Yeah, so we definitely encourage you guys. This is a good way to build a community, is to just start by planning photography meetups if that's something that somebody isn't already doing in the city that you live. But if you are here in Columbus, go on Facebook and search for Columbus Photography Meetups, or on Instagram, we're at Columbus Shooters, and we post about our meetups when we plan them, and you can, you know, definitely feel free to join us here at the ones that we do.
Yeah, awesome. Well, next few weeks on hashtag Lens Talk Tuesday, we'll be full of guests. They're going to be doing things here in our community. So follow us on Instagram at Lens Talk Podcast to be the first to know when our new episodes drop.
Thanks for tuning in.